This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey y'all, it's DJ Soso. Welcome to Hot Takes Cold Truths, where I share bold opinions, overthink them in real time, and talk honestly about growth in adulthood. Let's get into it. Today's hot take is avoidance feels good short term, ownership feels hard short term, but only one actually builds you. So let's dive into it. So a little bit about me. I was diagnosed with severe anxiety and depression back at 2022 at 17 years of age. And throughout the duration of this time in my life, I was going through a handful of major changes, committing to play college athletics, dealing with getting cheated on by my first boyfriend, graduating high school, undergoing grief, and getting yet another concussion. These events, in addition to my official diagnosis, caused me to spiral. I felt super control on my body, not knowing what path to take, which way to look, and if what I was doing was right or wrong, and if I should honestly just give it all up. I went from being super stressed about others' perception of me being that, quote, perfect student athlete and never getting into any trouble, to letting myself actually go out of control, not caring about how I made others feel, and letting my intrusive thoughts win. This mindset shift caused me to enter my first manic episode as a teenager. I was overly impulsive as nothing, at this moment, mattered to me as I maintained not a single care about anyone but myself. I felt the sudden relief and absence from being stressed about hurting anyone around me because I simply didn't care if I did. As long as I gave into those impulsive ideas that felt right, I felt liberated and, quote, stress-free. I had yearned at this feeling since losing my father to cancer at 12. All those years of, quote, staying strong and putting a mask on to please everyone around me. The war was over. I had the power to do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. As I continued to give in, I buried that stress deeper and deeper. My avoiding personality pushed those feelings away, leaving them unaddressed and boiling in a pressure cooker. It was similar to covering unfolded laundry with a blanket, expecting the clothes to fold themselves and continue to constantly push it over to the side of the bed for days on end. Almost like kicking that piece of ice into the fridge, hoping nobody would notice, the piece of ice melt onto the kitchen floor without wiping it. It felt so good to drop the armor, and it felt even better to turn my cheek to what felt easiest. However, it wasn't until I frayed away from myself so far that I no longer felt joy in any of the impulsive things I was doing. I was numb. The unattended ice created a puddle that drowned me. The laundry pushed back and consumed me, and the pressure cooker exploded. I no longer knew who I was. Everything that I thought was out of sight and out of mind could no longer be buried away. I had to meet it where I left it. Those feelings didn't marinate. They fermented into something that was sour, uncomfortable, and greater than I was. That unforsaken thought of my feelings actually catching up to me propped a mirror right in front of me that I had to face. I lost the race. The tortoise beat the hare. All this time of, quote, living life was actually living in survival mode. I didn't fight the feeling. I rather took flight, running so far away. The feelings that followed these stressful events in my life were not only persistent, but rather persuasive in my decision making. Even though I paid no mind to it, it was always there, and it never, ever left. This stress kept me in a leash that allowed me to go so far away, but never actually let me go. The fork in the road led me to yet another fork. Do I go down the path and deal with it? Or do I keep running away knowing I would have to make that same decision over and over again? Fast forward to now, I'm at the big 21 years of age. And the stressors I face now are so different than when I was 17. Having to pay my own tuition, balancing collegiate athletics with nursing school, studying, paying for gas, keeping up with the latest trends, working out to get that summer body, boys, 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 going out to bar hop, staying in contact with friends, being a good friend, daughter, sister, coach. I could go on for literal hours. Daily hassles that I took for granted cause the majority of my stress. For instance, if I have class at 9, that means I have to leave by 8:45, but I need to be ready by 8:30. So I have time to chill, which also means I have to make breakfast by 8:15 to digest it, but then be up by at least 7:45. But I know myself, and I know I'm going to want to scroll on my phone, go on TikTok, go on Instagram, so I set an alarm for 7:30. But then I have another 3 because I know I'll sleep through the 1. But now it's already 11 p.m. as I'm saying this, and I haven't even showered yet, which means I have to eat now. I go to open the fridge and it's empty. You see what I mean? But anywho, to fill you on these past 4 years, I decided to go down that path and face each feeling that came with stress. Maybe my frontal lobe developed, and decided to, because I chose a hard path, which did equate to the stressful path. There was a major shift in how I went about school to begin with. I was always naturally a smart kid, in all of elementary, middle school, and high school. I never really had to study, and I always passed with flying colors and a perfect 4.0 GPA. But boy, did nursing school give me one hard slap in the damn face. I had to earn the privilege of being even close to consider myself intelligent enough in the matter of saving lives. Staying up until 3 a.m. for that exam that accounted for 75% of my grade, after already having a full day that consisted of practice, work, and daily hassles just to be back up by 6 a.m. And don't even get me started in clinical registration. Yeah, and currently at the moment, I am in my last semester of nursing school, and I just am completed half of my preceptorship. And I'm about to go into 6 12-hour shifts in a row in the ER. So stress is one thing. Having to perform in a clinical setting is another. Performing those skills under pressure, saving lives, and yet still being able to stay chill and level-headed. That's all within another thing. But anyway, as much as a nightmare as this sounds, it has actually been the most rewarding thing I've done in my life so far. Seeing the progression of helping these patients back to better health, to making a huge impact on the healthcare environment by just being a student, became the most fulfilling thing and my best purpose here as a student athlete at Dominican. I've considered all factors aside that this was eustress because the short-term sacrifice of stress of studying and making it to clinicals would be worth it in the long run. I am the tortoise this time around. And I cannot wait to go into those 6 12-hour shifts. But going into the external factors of the boys, money, look, trends, and consuming myself in the college experience became my most distressing thing here at Dominican. I found myself with ineffective coping mechanisms, with those unaddressed things that I had in the pressure cooker, and continuing to groom my father in unhealthy ways. To preface, just because I drove down the right path at the fork of the road didn't mean I actually knew how to drive. I found myself struggling with my severe anxiety and depression, which in all honesty, when there are so many other things to stress about, you would think it would become easier as time had passed since I was 17. But in actuality, I had to just learn how to handle hard better. And I had to learn this fast, especially going into a profession where your feelings are put aside. No matter how a patient, a situation, a circumstance may make you feel, you always have to put your best foot forward and give 100% of what you could show up to the clinical setting with. And I learned this, again, very quickly as just a nursing student. And these things aren't taught. They're simply learned through experience. Learned through facing things in front of you rather than running away. But yet again, the inevitable happened. That pressure cooker exploded, but in a different way. My physical health was impacted in the most straining way one could imagine. I developed an incurable autoimmune condition. It was a sudden, non-contagious loss of hair. And for those who have known me, know that I'm known for my very long hair. Since I was a little girl, I've always had my hair in long braids, ponytails, pigtails, all sorts of styles. Even in the clinical setting, it's the one thing that all my patients notice about me first. And it was something that made me unapologetically me. It was a part of my personality trait. It was my identity. Something I never had to stress about. Something that I now had to pay closer attention to. something I began to become insecure about, something that became the most stressful thing in my life. Which to me is insane because my hair was something that I didn't know I took for granted. It was something that was kind of like a broken record. You have beautiful hair. My hair used to be long as yours. And I was like, thank you. Oh, really? Nice. That's amazing. But now that became a huge factor in stress. And I didn't even know because, again, I was running away from everything that I was feeling and choosing to avoid all of the issues I had going on until it caught up and attacked me physically. So as the stress of nursing school and external factors continued, the more hair and more confidence I kept falling out. I could not stop stressing about something that was so stressful. I hadn't felt this out of my control of myself since I was 17. I spiraled back into those thoughts of just giving it all up. Once again, I hit rock bottom. And that mirror propped up in my face once again. But that reflection waited tiredly, ready to drop the facade and finally fight back again. Who I saw made me look back at the 4 years and ask myself, what did you learn? And my answer was simple. And this time my response to myself was different. I stopped questioning who I saw in the mirror. My reflection stared back at me, hungry for something truly different this time. I was ready for change. I was now back in control. I took after my wise grandma throughout the duration of getting back on my feet. Again, my grandma is an immigrant from the Philippines. She's a sweet, simple lady. She helped raise me with my mom ever since the passing of my father. And she never failed to give me the most simple and wisest of words. So I asked my grandma, how do you keep all your plants alive and so healthy? I can't even seem to get anything to sprout. And my sweet little grandma responded with, I treat them with kindness and talk to my plants. I let them know that they'll grow into something so beautiful if they just trust that I will take care of them. And this simple statement was something I took and ran with. That statement within itself sprouted something within me. I chose to cope with my stress in a healthy manner this time around. I chose the bumpy road and didn't run. I got behind that wheel and I learned how to drive. I chose to be kind to myself. I finally chose me. To this day, my hair is still growing all over the place in all sorts of directions and ways. And, you know, it's something that I have to gel down and slick back every time I go into the clinical setting. But whenever I feel myself becoming too stressed, I work on reminding myself that I'm there to water me, whether sunny or gloomy. As we know, being from the Bay, this weather is so bipolar. But the major takeaway I have for myself is that stress will always be in my life, and will always be in yours too. It's just a matter of how we face it, because we're human, and we deserve to be in control of our own life, as we only get one. And if I didn't get through all these hard days, and being 17, and all the daily hassles that college has, I wouldn't be here talking on this podcast. So, another note to self, and everyone who's listening, take that hard path, turn off the pressure cooker, fold the laundry, and pick up that piece of ice. Be appreciative of both the tortoise and the hare, as everyone is always within a race of their own. It's your life to control. Don't lose the remote. Stress wasn't your enemy. Running away from it was. And this same pressure that once made me spiral has built me and shaped me into the nursing student who I am today. And everything that you're going through, as I know stress is within everyone's life, is something that will shape you into who you are. So be kind to yourself, water yourself, and remember, you are in control. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll meet you and talk to you on the next podcast. Bye-bye.